Bridget, thank you for leading that last song. I haven't sung the hymn "Just As I Am" in a long time. That was a great blessing today. You all should know that today is the opening day for Major League Baseball. And who are the reigning champions? Texas Rangers. And I need you to know that the Texas Rangers are the official Major League Baseball team of the LCU College of Biblical Studies. And since President McDowell's not here and I've got the microphone, I'm going to go ahead and say that they are the official Major League Baseball team of Lubbock Christian University. In the Gospel of Matthew and in the Gospel of Mark, as Jesus is hanging on the cross right before he dies, he says these words: my God, why have you forsaken me? I remember as a small child being perplexed by those words. I didn't know how to make sense of the fact that Jesus was there dying on the cross saying that God had forsaken him. And it was a number of years later when I was reading the Jesus Storybook Bible, which is a great little kid's Bible. If you're looking for a little kid's Bible, I recommend this one. It's really good. Except there's this one page. And I remember reading it to, at the time, my oldest daughter, Anna, was about 6 years old, and I'm reading this story to her, and it says that Jesus was hanging on the cross, and God turned his face away from Jesus. And that's a telling of that story that I've heard many times in my life, and it's what I thought when I was a little kid, that here's Jesus on the cross, and God has to turn his face away from him. And I suppose that what's involved there is some logic that Jesus has all the sin on him and God can't be in the presence of sin and all of that sort of thing. And we actually have sometimes in our songs that idea built in. What do we do with Jesus saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because how we answer that question has significant ramifications for our faith. Tomorrow is on the Christian calendar called Good Friday. And it makes its way eventually this weekend to Easter Sunday, where on Easter Sunday, Christians all over the world are going together and with one voice say, "He is risen." But before we get to "He is risen," we have on Friday, my God, why have you forsaken me? And the reason that we don't have school tomorrow is not just to give you a break. It is, as a Christian university, a way of saying what happened on that day is of central significance to what it means to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus. What I learned later in my life about Jesus saying that on the cross is that he's actually not saying that as a fact, that God has abandoned him. He's actually quoting the Bible, the Old Testament. And it's a song from the book of Psalms, the Old Testament prayer book for the Jews. It's a song that he would have known well and the Jewish people would have known well. Listen how it starts. Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? And then for a number of verses, you have this person, whoever wrote the psalm, lays out this situation in which he is in big trouble. He's in so much trouble that he describes his enemies being surrounding him like vicious animals. Maybe you've ever seen like those nature shows and you see about 98% of the time when you watch those nature shows and there's this innocent little animal running from the lion, they get away, and so we're habituated to, he's going to make it. You ever seen one of those shows where the hyenas gather around a tiny little, gazelle or something, and he doesn't make it. It's horrific to see this pack of hyenas circling in, and death is imminent. The psalmist says, that's the situation that I was in. And he's saying to God, where are you? Why are you so far away? Why have you forsaken me in my time of need? But there's this shocking thing that happens in Psalm 22. After going on like this for about 21 verses, all of a sudden, the psalmist says this. From the horns of the wild oxen, you have rescued me. I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters in the congregation. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him. For he did not, listen, he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried. Jesus is quoting a psalm that he knew his Jewish audience would know the remainder of. This is ultimately a psalm that says, I feel forsaken in this moment, but I am going to walk forward in trust that I am not forsaken. He goes on like this, celebrating to the end of the psalm, and he says, future generations will be told about the Lord because of the way you delivered me. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying, he has done it. He's done it. Holy Weekend, as it's sometimes called, is a rehearsal of that significant point in Jesus' life. When he, no doubt, in his humanity, as he's hanging there being mocked, the hyenas have come around. No doubt he had the same kinds of feelings that you and I would have in such a moment. But he also reaches back to grab familiar words to frame his situation. I may feel like all hell is against me and death is imminent, but I trust the Lord has not forsaken me. And when the Lord delivered him, it was a testimony to the faithfulness of God so that all future generations would know God has done it. Two things I want you to take away from this today. Because of Jesus' commitment to walk in faithfulness with this God, with the one he called Father, you and I benefit from that faithfulness. That's why it is important for us together with believers, those of you who are followers of Christ, it's important for you together with other believers to announce that central truth. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. God did not abandon him. And then what does that mean for you? The second point. Some of you may very well know the feeling of being forsaken by God. Some of you may be in a situation right now where you think things like, if God was good and if God was faithful, why am I feeling this kind of pain? This psalm, Psalm 22, invites us to express ourselves in that way. It's okay to say these kinds of things to God. God can handle it. But what faith asks of us is to remain committed to the fact that even if I feel abandoned by God, I know God has not abandoned me. And the fact that Jesus was not abandoned, that God raised him from the dead, is all the evidence we need to know that we too are not abandoned. The center of our faith rests in that God raised Jesus from the dead. And I pray this weekend as you reflect on that, that your faith is renewed, that you are enlivened to walk with God and keep that dialogue with God going, no matter how dark it may be for you. May God bless you all this weekend. Go with God.